I'm Don Foster. We're standing in my driveway right now in Novato, preparing for the 4th of July parade. It's a very large parade, and it has become, over the years, one of the biggest military parades in the state of California. Novato is also a military town. Hamilton Air Force Base was here in the 50s and 60s. I felt that there needed to be a counterpoint to all of the tanks and rockets and military vehicles in the parade.
We decided that Novato needed a group to just maintain a presence for peace. I'm Maya Schaefer, one of the co-founders of Peace Novato.
This will be our 9th year in the parade and our 8th year carrying the peace grains that we've been folding.
Julie Manson, I'm co-chair of Peace Novato. There were people who equate peace with a kind of treasonous stance. That has changed. There has been a definite shift over the years that we have brought the cranes out into the parade.
The first year we went under the theme of Make Love, Not War. The second year we started folding these cranes.
The crane has been associated with peace since World War II and the Hiroshima Memorial.
Each of our folded cranes is an origami crane. We fold them individually for the soldiers that have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Each crane has the name, rank, and hometown of an American soldier or sailor or Marine who has been killed in the wars, written on the wing, and is dedicated to them. As of last week, 6,727 Americans have died. We've added a little over 200 this year.
To be carrying the names and all of those beautiful birds is very moving. And there's a lot of applause, but we're not in it for the applause.
One, it was a way to graphically show how many people were being killed in the war, how many Americans, at least, were being killed in the war. It's a way that we've developed to display the cranes. We string them, 10 cranes, to a string, and then we hang them from PVC cross arms atop an 8-foot-high pole that we can carry in the parade. It's relatively light. We need at least 17 more volunteers by the 4th of July in order to carry all of the cranes. For each volunteer that we do not get, we have to leave 200 soldiers behind. And nobody wants to do that.
Our feeling was, regardless of how we feel about war, we're going to stand in solidarity with somebody who has lost someone in that war.
We also thought it was a way to draw the two sides together. If you're not opposed to war and protesting the number that have been killed, at least you can look at the cranes as a way to honor those servicemen who gave their lives for something they sincerely believed in. In the parade, as we go down, we find veterans in uniform who stand and salute the cranes for the whole time we go by.